if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Poor Lady Rock has been fighting through the day. If you've heard the regular podcast, you probably didn't notice it, but her tummy's giving her problems, and she doesn't like being queasy.
Yeah, it's fine. I just made the mistake of, I had to go to a work dinner last night, and it was later in the day, which is 7:15, which is when normal people eat, but later for me. But I got the traditional breakfast, and I got bacon.
Ooh, yes.
And I love bacon. So good. But I guess it was just too greasy to have that at that late in the day.
Yeah, that's a problem I've never had.
I've just felt off kilter all day. Just like, ugh.
It seems like I'm not really in tune with my body, my gorgeous body that the Lord gave me. I'm not really in tune with it all the time. Like, I don't put two and two together. Like, if I'm ever feeling bad, I'm like, I just don't feel good. I never put in, like, it never crosses my mind that, oh, maybe that thing I ate maybe not feel good or lethargic or things like that. I never think like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's been plenty of times like I've had stuff that made me like feel gross, but it's like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just feels like I need to do like a juice cleanse or something.
Oh, wow. That was like, some great bacon.
Just do a lot of veggies or something. I just feel like I've been eating like a child lately, and
welcome.
I need to do better.
Mm-mm. I had Sugar Bear cereal for dinner last night.
How are you?
I don't know.
I don't even do that.
I think what it's going to take is one thing.
What?
Like
diabetes?
Something
yeah.
like that.
Oh, it'll take something catastrophic.
And then you're done.
Totally done. And for lunch, I had strawberries and whipped cream, or the cream and fluffer nutter, the marshmallow fluff. I had that for lunch.
Like, you didn't make a crepe with it. You just...
No, I just ate that. I ate the strawberries and just that dip. That was my lunch.
You have a bagel. You have a bagel at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then cereal.
I had two mouthfuls of gummy bears, like during after show stuff. Then the lunch of the strawberries, and then the dinner. I did have a little bit of, I did have, to round it out, I went to a movie, that's right. I did have a box of Milk Duds.
Oh my God.
That was my whole day.
That's so much
and
sugar.
But look, carbs. I feel great. Like, I feel great. Look at her. She's over there, death warmed up. I feel great. You should get on my diet, Rock.
Oh gosh. I think what it is when your body has experienced what it's like to eat vegetables.
Sure.
And then you go the opposite route. It's like, oh, okay, I see how that makes you feel. Now you, on the other hand, your body has no idea what vegetables even
Not
are.
Not a clue. Like, what
so
are these things?
You could actually be feeling the way I'm feeling right now. It's just how you've gotten used to it.
I will say that there are times where my body will be craving like a salad. And
really?
Now, yeah, honest, truthful. Yeah, like there are times.
When was the last time that happened?
Oh, it happens at like restaurants. Like if I'm out sometimes, like at a steak place, like Longhorn.
Like do you like a Caesar?
I hate Caesar salad. No, I need my salad order is just as annoying as my coffee order. I feel so bad for servers with me. I'm like, okay, I need a salad, but I need iceberg lettuce only. None of the carrots, none of the other stuff. You can throw onions on there. I've decided I do like onions on a salad now. Croutons and then honey mustard or Thousand Island dressing on the side and lots of it. Like so, my body does crave the health of a salad every once in a while.
And I will say too, and I didn't realize this until probably 30. You at one point thought pasta was a healthy option.
I did.
Which, given that you eat Milk Duds and cereal,
it is for me.
It might be a healthy option.
I mean, literally, like when I was really actively trying to lose weight, I was marking down everything that I ate for the day, and you know, like I turkey sandwich to do that, but then like this thing here, like when I just said what I had yesterday to eat, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's probably not the healthiest thing. I probably would have come in and under most of my points for Weight Watchers. But I had no substance whatsoever.
Right.
I feel good.
Well, also too, which is what I was going to say, iceberg lettuce, I found out, is really, like, it's healthier than fries.
Yeah.
But it's mainly water.
Yeah. It doesn't have, like, a lot of actual health benefits.
Right. No. You need, like, spinach.
Broccoli.
I have learned that lettuce is just the conduit for dressing. Like, it's just what holds the dressing together.
So when you say your body is craving a salad.
Craving dressing.
Yeah. Watered down salad dressing is what you get.
That's what I need. That's how I live healthy. That's how I've lived this long. 53.
I know.
Amazing shape. I bet I have the lowest cholesterol of all of us.
You might. And also,
I think you're right.
You probably, like, you're going out and doing that biking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm active. I'm maybe more active than you. I don't know. Like,
oh, for sure you are.
Yeah, because I mean, I go do stuff, and I'm mowing grass and riding bikes and stuff. But
and you don't like to sit. I like to sit.
All right. Well, let's jump into here with some of the news that we didn't get to today. This one is fascinating to me. The house of former drug kingpin El Chapo. Mm-hmm. You've heard the name right before?
Mm-hmm.
El Chapo? Okay. So he had a house that was like a safe house, and the Mexican Marines had him surrounded, and he had a bathtub that you moved out of the way, and there's a hole, and it went to tunnels so he could escape. Okay. So this house, this safe house, is up for sale now in Mexico. What the government did was they have a whole government team that returned stolen goods to the people. So like things like this that they have, used for nefarious crimes, they are selling back. I think we do this with police auctions and stuff here in the States. And so they have, they had surveillance cameras that covered every angle of the house, but the hole under the bathtub, they put a slab of concrete on it and covered it up and fixed it. They fixed the house all up because it was kind of, I guess, shot up too.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but they took the cameras out and the bathtub and the tunnels. Like, that's why I would have wanted it. Like, I would have wanted that house for those reasons.
And that's why they got rid of it.
I know. That's so sad.
They don't want history to repeat itself.
I guess. But, I mean, I'm not a drug kingpin, but boy, that would have been a great house to have. You could have done little tours.
No, it's just a house.
Just something like your friends come over and you're like, hey, you want to see the tunnels? Like, how cool is that, man? I would be so tempted if I bought this house to rip every wall out.
Oh, for sure.
Because, you know, like, that was a big thing. They had to hide money because they couldn't, you know, run it through banks until they laundered it properly. So they had all these caches of money stashed places. It's like, I would buy that place on the hopes of, like, finding a stash somewhere and go through that entire house.
Surely they have searched it all out.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. The house was valued at, let me see, it is a two-bedroom house valued at $183,000.
So it's pretty average.
Yeah.
Two beds.
Yeah.
180.
2,800 square feet. So for a two-bedroom house, that's good size. That's really big. And so, yeah, you could auction that off. You could go to the highest bidder. You could have a little place in Mexico if you so desired.
With history.
Desired. I know, but no tunnels. Fail. civilian spacecraft. Okay, so we've talked about this. We had talked about Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos both doing their flights into not outer space, but into space-ish, where they floated for like a minute or 2 minutes. And I think that SpaceX, the company owned by Elon Musk, had to be like, oh, you guys are cute. We actually are sending up a full flight for people that are not astronauts. So not a single astronaut is going to go on the next SpaceX flight. I think it leaves today or already left today. And they are going so high, they're actually going into space. Their arc is going to take them higher than the International Space Station. And they're going to be there for 3 days. So this isn't like a quick little thing.
Right. And it seems like to me, this is just a recipe for disaster because nobody knows what they're doing.
I know. They're all just like civilians and no, I would think they'd have to have some training. But basically, I think that they're banking on everything being controlled from here and automated, and like Tesla's like get distracted because Elon Musk made Tesla and he has this. They get distracted by lights and crash into police cars. Like if you're coming out of space, I would want some sort of control over that. Somebody that knew what they were doing. I mean, that happened to Apollo 13. They needed hands on it to fix it up there. And so I'm real curious. I hope, oh man, fingers crossed. I hope this doesn't end up being a bad situation where they learn from it and go, yeah, we really should have had an astronaut
right
there.
Because we saw in the news yesterday, I believe, but there was this cute little girl, not little, but she looked like she was probably in her mid to late 20s going.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's so sad. She's got her whole life before her. And I mean, not that I'm wishing her dead. It's just like,
she's still okay. Remember the Challenger, Krista Mikhailoff was the teacher that won the opportunity to go on that. And it was like, everyone's like, this is so amazing. And then it went so sideways.
Right.
I will say that I really love the spacesuits from the new private space companies because they're not all clunky like NASA suits. They're streamlined like every, like they look like they're just suits that they got from a Hollywood movie. That's what's so crazy.
Maybe
that's
they
what
are.
They look like. I know, that's what it feels like to me. And you're like, okay, is NASA's designer just has no fashion sense, or
they're
do you really
school.
Need that stuff? And these people are going to be in harm's way, you know?
Well, I guess we're going to find out on who changes first.
I know. 3 days SpaceX flight is going to be going up there. I'm really curious to see how that whole thing goes. Lady Rock, what do you got for our least of these?
Well, I've got some sad news. Comedian and actor Norm Macdonald passed away after a secret decade-long battle with cancer. He was 61 years old, and he passed away. He said he kept it, well, a close friend, a family member, claims that he kept it secret because he didn't want his diagnosis to affect how people treated him or acted around him. And I know other people like that that feel the same way.
You know people like that. Yeah, personally, you know people like that.
Right.
So.
But I thought Norm Macdonald was awesome.
I did
on
too.
SNL. He did fantastic.
His Weekend Update was one of my favorites because it was so dry, and a lot of his comedy was like super obvious, but it's his delivery in it that always made it funny.
Yeah, it's so dry. Now, I don't know, Gavin, do you know who Norm Macdonald is?
Sadly, no. I mean, I saw that news break the other day, like I had to look up who that was.
Mm. He played Burt Reynolds a lot on Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yep.
Where, and I think you know this because I always name things after, can I say the name?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so if I have to use a fake name for anything, I usually use the name Turd Ferguson. It's after Norm Macdonald.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Playing Burt Reynolds on SNL.
That's so good.
But anyways, so here's a little clip of Norm Macdonald playing Burt Reynolds on Celebrity Jeopardy.
This is the sound a doggy makes. Burt Reynolds.
Who is Scooby-Doo?
No.
That was a funny dog, Scooby-Doo. He drove around a van and solved mysteries.
That is incorrect.
No, that's correct. I remember he had a pal, Scrappy-Doo.
No.
No. I loved his. He had this thing about combining sports one time. He's like, yeah, combining sports. It's like run a marathon, then fish. You know, it was just,
remember that.
I remember his delivery was just so dry.
Yeah, I remember him doing Bob Dole.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bob Dole.
He did so good with it.
Everyone started imitating him imitating Bob Dole. No one did a Bob Dole imitation after him. They basically did Norm MacDonald. Ah, I'm Bob Dole. Ah. Mm-hmm. And that was what he did. And I saw a picture. They were doing like a tribute to him, which was really funny because Bob Dole had an arm that didn't work. And I think it was from his service. And so he would like hold a pen like straight up in his hand. And that was one of the character traits that MacDonald always focused in on with him. And they're taking a picture, him and Bob Dole and Norm MacDonald. And Norm is holding the pen in his hand. You're like, that even feels insensitive for me. Like, at that point, I think I just hugged the guy and be like, hey, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, I think I've said this before. When it comes to elections, I hate debates. I hate it all. But I always look forward to SNL and how they're going to take it, who's going to do the presidential
That's
person.
Where Betty gets all of her politics from.
It is. It's it from really SNL. Is. I love when Melissa McCarthy
was doing Sean Spicer.
That's right, with the moving podium. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So yeah, it's a bummer that he's gone. He was definitely a great comedian, and again, my favorite on SNL Weekend Update for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad, but I'm just shocked that he was able to keep it a secret for a whole decade.
That's that is pretty amazing in Hollywood too, and respectful, I think, as well. Like it's like, okay, you didn't make everybody else your burden, everybody else's. You just kind of rolled with it, which is kind of good.
Well, and also too, and I forgot, he also played Colonel Sanders in a few of the KFC commercials. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, they had a few people doing that. They had Reba McEntire doing that too.
That was weird.
We need to talk about your team, T. Ferguson, tomorrow on the show for the football draft.
We will be referring to football. It as T. Ferguson?
T. Ferguson, yeah, her Got team. It. Yeah, so we'll do that tomorrow during the show because I want to find out how you're doing. I heard little snippets yesterday and was delighted, so we'll go through that. Let's do some birthdays, Lady Rock.
This one is for Liz. Today is Liz's birthday. Happy birthday, Liz. She said, I'm an American living in France.
Oh, cool.
And I've been listening to the Wally Show since Katie Rose was on, so at the very beginning.
Wow.
Her question is, would you rather live in a big city or a small town?
I used to be big city, but now I'm small town. I would, and I'd love to live in a small town in a foreign country. Like, I'd love to live somewhere in Italy, just out and away from everything in an old building. I just, to me, that's like retirement for me.
But yes. I would like to point out that you eat like a child.
Right.
Do you think that that is even possible?
I'm going to start a Domino's in Italy. That's
Domino's,
my plan.
Domino's is what Italy needs.
Yeah. Franchise.
Yeah, I'm going to start a Domino's pizza in Italy. Show them suckers how to do it. I'll
American
be fine.
American Italy.
That's right. I'll be fine. And I would when my sister lived in France, she lived in France for like 5 years. There are definitely certain things that we have here that she couldn't get. And like Kool-Aid was one of them, like powdered Kool-Aid. And so we would always make care packages up and send her different foods that she couldn't get there.
Oh, so that's what you would be expecting.
Yeah, I'd need a little help. I'd need you guys to send me some gummy cherries, please.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, because even their candy's not the same. Like, they say it's good, but I know.
Mm. It's not the same.
No, it's not. Like, Canada tries to tell you, like, their chocolate's just as good as ours. No, that's another reason I don't like Canada, probably.
Not like, that you needed another reason.
Yeah, their candy's weird. Now, I will say this. The one thing that Canada has done, two things. Maple sugar candy is
amazing.
Fantastic. And ketchup chips. Their ketchup flavored potato chips, they have crushed it with that.
No.
And so for that, I will give Canada a temporary stay of judgment for at least the rest of the aftercast.
Thank you.
And I think we're done now, right?
Yeah.
I would choose a small town as well.
Yeah.
I would miss my Chick-fil-A, but I think I'd be better off for it.
Being in a small town near a big town would be all right, because, like, say you had to drive an hour to
That's
get
true.
To something where you
bad.
Could get to the other stuff, but then you're far enough out where you
Make
can
a trip
just,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too
Go
bad.
Go into town and buy everything all at once.
Yeah, because I went just this past Monday to downtown Nashville, and it is just gross.
Oh, it's nasty.
It's nasty,
yeah.
And I don't know why anybody would want to visit it, see it. Smell
yeah,
it.
We're one of the highest counties in the country for people moving into every day. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
Maybe that's the reason it's so nasty.
And our bachelorette parties kick a little thing we call butt. That's so funny that this has become a bachelorette party mecca. And I hate being downtown, and there's all the girls on the pedal beer bikes. Like, hey! all the on all the veil. You're just like
gaggles of women on the tractor trailer things where they're just rolling through. It's
They're just loud and annoying.
It is loud.
Yeah, I can't stay. I hate that. I hate that that's what we're becoming known for. Yeah. Like I liked it when we were just known for country music. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, I know.
That was great.
But I mean, it reminded me a lot of Times Square. Like they have this big screen now. Yeah. That does commercials and
oh really is stuff. It that, at Bridgestone maybe in
no there? But it's over there on Fifth?
Is it on Broad oh
Broadway. Oh Fifth and Broadway yeah that's a whole new area
it's
that
a new
just
area
done, yeah.
But yeah maybe if you're gonna go stay over there
I
please
went
stop
I went to there okay so what it is I mean your city might have something like this where they try to do like urban development and they like make the downtown nice obviously and so they have this food court these have become a big thing they've got one in Atlanta and all these things but it's always like it's not like Chick-fil-A in the food court it's always these weird one-off
bougie
restaurants
ones.
Yeah and like the one was a crepe place I'm like okay
yeah and they and, have like a furry taco or something
yeah,
like that
and
it's wait, it looks pretty.
Like the pizza place is just weird pizzas, you know, and then and so you're like,
they
I don't
do
know.
Have a Shake Shack.
Yeah, but here's the thing: that's downstairs. So the upstairs is another food court, and they have guards at the thing. I wanted to go to Shake Shack and then go upstairs and sit with my friends that had ordered stuff upstairs. I'm still at Fifth and Broadway. Like Shake Shack pays to be there, but I wasn't allowed to do that. You have to eat from the food court upstairs if you're going to go
that's
into
ridiculous.
That building. Yeah, it's like no, this is part of this whole thing. It was really frustrating.
Yeah. I get it. Gavin,
well,
small town?
I'd still choose the big city.
Yeah,
for now.
Young.
I still like having fun. I would avoid downtown-related things, though. That's still...
You can't. You're in it.
Well, are we talking that I'm literally in the middle of the big city? Mm-hmm. Or can I still live in the house? Because Nashville's a decently big city, and I live on the outskirts. Of-
nope. You've
got to live
city.
In the big city.
Oh, I've got to live in straight up in?
Yeah, like in a high-rise.
Mm-hmm.
I know these are rules.
Mm-hmm. We didn't make them. Liz made them.
I know. We got to buy one.
Might still choose it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's awful though with a dog. That would be terrible with Ellie.
Mm. Younger me would like to have lived in a high rise somewhere for sure. Just for
it,
a little bit.
Get it out of the way. But I think if I have the dog, I'll choose the small town. But if it's just me and Haley,
I have
peace up, Ellie. But
I have friends that lived in a high rise in a big city, and it was during some of the Black Lives Matter days where some of the protests got out of hand. And I remember seeing video they shot from like their 19th floor or whatever, looking down at the pandemonium below them, and their building was actually being looted, you know, and people throwing things through the windows and stuff like that. And so you're up top looking at this going, how high up is this going to go? Or is it just going to stay there? Like that would have been really, really disconcerting to me like during that time. But then there's something about, I wish our radio studio was in a high rise. I loved that growing.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like in different cities I've been in, like looking out over the city while you do the show. It's so great. And we're just kind of tucked away in a little ministry building, a little hole.
Little hole.
And I have one window and I can see a brick wall of a veterinarian place next to us and that's it.
Yay.
We are the view.
Yes, I get to see that every day. All right, so with that, let's end this thing so Betty Rock can go home and heal and feel better for tomorrow.
I can't. We've got a photo shoot
at noon.
And a meeting.
Oh, gosh. Let's be thankful. Yeah. Hey, remember the thankful bit we did earlier?
All those little things.
Hey, what do I need to be
the
thankful
little thing.
For?
Thankful that you have a job. You have to go to meetings, but you know what? You got a job, and you're working. So
that's true. There's some people that would love to be
exactly. I'd love
situation.
To have a meeting today. Yep.
But not to... Not to say that like it's bad that you're. We hope your stomach ache goes away though.
Yeah, that's
thank
not.
We still hope that gets better.
Thank you.
All right, well that's gonna do it. And as always, thanks for being a potty.